You are listening to a Geekcast Radio podcast.
Well, the good news is we know that Joe can record his own audio.
Well, it's working now.
It is?
It is. We're recording.
Bitchin'.
Woo!
Well, at least we know that Joe can do local recordings now.
Well, no, we just gotta wait for tons of fun.
Same save changes before closing? No, I didn't make any changes. No,
he's on. Does he not know how to add himself to a stupid phone call?
Who doesn't know how to add
themselves?
Sean. Maybe we shouldn't invite him then.
We shouldn't. He doesn't know how to work technology.
Joe was doing pretty good, I think.
I'm sending him an invite to add him to the call.
Here's something for your ear holes, listener.
Oh, yeah. Shit, what are you guys doing?
That was a beer.
Oh.
It's going to be one of those shows.
And that was me tapping my beer glass against my microphone. Cheers.
He supposedly drank during the last episode, too, and I never really, you know, the dick literateness of Mike never really came out.
If I have one, usually I can be pretty calm and mellow.
We don't want calm Mike. Calm Mike's a boring Mike.
You jive turkey?
Hmm.
I love myself a jive turkey. You still have the Dropbox on your computer too, right?
Yes.
So you can throw this in Dropbox when it's done.
Right into Dropbox, yes.
Yeah, I'll walk you through how to export it and stuff. So,
Joe?
Yes?
I bought our Guardians tickets.
I saw that. I'm so hot.
7 p.m. next Thursday.
It's not tomorrow?
No. Next Thursday, the 31st.
Jenny thought it was this Friday.
No. You guys must be super excited to go see Hercules with Dwayne Johnson.
No, not at all. Okay. Well, that'll make our life easy.
Tuesday or Wednesday.
She might need to know that it's not right now.
Okay, she liked the status I posted, and it said Thursday, July 31st. So if she doesn't know...
Is he joining us or not?
Oh, no. He's being a real wiener.
He might be masturbating.
I don't even see the invite that was sent to him. I mean, I see his name, like, in the call.
I clicked over to him, and I hit add to call. And then nothing happened.
Yeah, let me try. I'm getting nothing over here.
Go tweet him.
And you're the one that's still got the working computer. I've got the one that's, like, half-assed. I've got the half-ass super machine. You've got the one that works.
I'm messaging his stupid ass right now. Not that he's stupid.
We got some feedback from the last episode.
But I'm more excited.
So the fact that he's an ass. I'm on. I'm responding with, good for you, asshole. Why you no answer when I call? P.S.
I'll add him to the call again. Joe, why don't you try adding him to the call?
Go fuck yourself.
All right.
Just for S&Gs. That's right. I just censored myself.
All
right. We're a family podcast now.
What?
That's too bad.
Especially with the part where I just said, good asshole, why you no answer when I call? P.S. Go fuck yourself.
But that doesn't have to be part of the episode. I can drop that like the other 7 minutes of last week's episode I dropped.
It didn't ring. Call again.
I don't know how to get back to the screen where I can see my contacts.
Add to call. Nothing
sounds like a girl.
Nothing's happening. Much like your sex life.
Well, if I'm hosting the call, maybe it's broken because of me.
Oh, God. Are we going to have to hang up and...
I called in. I just hit the button.
Oh, well, then it's not just me.
And when you two were talking, I just jumped. I clicked the current calls going on and then joined.
Then I don't feel so bad.
Hey, there he is. Okay, hold on.
This is what happens when you show up late to the... Joe, you got him in.
Oh.
Hello.
Joe, he fit inside you.
Joe had just the right amount of lube.
What are you talking about?
That was a
Who's
whole
inside
lot
of food?
That was a lot of something.
Oh, man. I have caffeine-free Diet Coke in my nose.
Well, that's...
Boy, you are a rebel.
You're supposed to drink it through the straw into your mouth, not snort it up through your nose. That's Coke that goes up there.
Yeah, I'm talking about lube while I'm drinking
not
my
caffeine-free Coke. Just regular Coke.
Joe got confused by the whole Coke thing and tried to take a bump of it. I understand. It happens.
I don't know what a bump is.
A bump is like you ever watch in the movies when they put the little dab like on the base of their where their middle their where their pointer finger meets their thumb, and then they put it up to their nose and snort.
How do you know this?
Because I live in a drug riddled town. So
I was gonna say I mean I've seen all those movies. I've seen that maneuver too, but I've never heard the slang for it.
It's called a bump.
Sure.
Now you know.
And knowing is half the battle.
G.I. Joe.
Yeah, real American hero.
I toyed with the idea of getting a soundboard for the podcast.
I totally think that would be awesome.
But then I wouldn't know what clips to include in it.
We could do like segment jingles.
That's what I was also thinking too.
Segment
Isn't
jingles.
Benny supposed to be working on those for us?
We haven't really. He's busy.
I'm just that. Okay.
I'll talk to him.
Okay. Just asking.
I thought he was supposed to be making segment jingles for Altered Geek originally.
Screw that.
Yeah, who cares about them?
I know.
Now I have to edit that out.
So what you're saying is we should bring it up incrementally throughout the whole podcast.
No.
We should just say, F this, and then he can just insert what podcast he doesn't like on the network.
I really
we'll just
hate
go,
generic
I really
podcasting.
Hate...
like...
Expletive deleted.
I need that noise. Expletive deleted. Can someone say that really static, like just
Joe.
Monotone?
Expletive deleted.
Okay.
Easy there, frickin' Dalek.
Exterminate.
Exterminate.
Deleted. Deleted.
Name withheld for legal reasons.
I could do it in my old woman voice.
No. Nope, we don't. No.
No don't more know. Old voices. That hurt much.
Why not, Mike? Nah.
I can hang up on you, and then you might not be able to get back in the episode.
Oh, no. No.
Ruh-roh.
Don't do that. Oh. Oh. Oh, no. Don't put your butt in there. Well, that killed the mood. All right. I want to be inside Joe, wrote Sean.
Excuse me.
Prepare the caffeine-free Coke.
I don't think that makes very good lube.
Jesus.
It'd tingle.
If you let it sit out for a while and then let some of the water evaporate out of it, I bet you're wrong.
Hey, don't let's start the episode.
I thought we started.
Nope.
Well, this is recording.
Hello and welcome to Off the Cuff, episode 52.
Altered
I'm your host.
You want to go again? I promise I'll say shit this time.
I'm trying not to laugh.
See, what we need to do, Joe, this is what I need you to do. Uh-huh. Every sentence you start has to begin with a letter, and you're going to spell out Altered Geek. Like, so A, then L, and just keep going.
That would be a
Why
challenge.
Are we picking on that episode? Why are we picking on that podcast?
I think it's because of the fact that this is the only thing I said, and he just, like a small child, he gets stuck on one. We could just pull up the website, and we could just go down in order and insult all of them even now.
Just go on
for no reason, but...
Well, we are one of the best.
I know we are.
Well,
my son is screaming for me. Jenny's not home, so I gotta kind of keep an ear open. I'll be right back. I'm sorry.
Don't be sorry for being a parent. It's okay.
It's like I told Danner last week. Earlier today, we missed the opportunity to play We Are the Champions for episode 51. I just keep looking at the title that I put for episode 51, which was We Made It. And I just keep thinking, we are the champions.
I still have yet to listen to
We are the champions. We just trust you a lot.
No time for Altered Geek because we are the champions of the world.
I'm going to have to cut another 7 minutes out of this podcast too, aren't I?
No, you're not. We haven't said anything. Well, actually, that's a lie. John's said plenty of things negatively towards Altered Geek. I haven't. I was using it as an example when I was making a negative connotation about something. Not I like Altered Geek.
In any way is negative.
I like Altered Geek. It's fun. When I'm on it. It's fun when I'm on it. I don't know about the other episodes, but most everything's more entertaining when you add a little bit of art. So, there you go. I spruce up.
If anyone knows about art, it's you.
Aw, yeah.
I really can't start this till Joe gets back. So
just remember when you go to your local college, when you take your art history class, it's all about me.
And I'm back.
You were gone? Did you go somewhere?
For 2 seconds, yeah.
You didn't have to tell us you were back then. No one really cared you were gone.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah?
Fuck you. Ha. You suck harder than Altered Geek.
Jesus.
My views do not express the explicit opinions of the off the cuff pullback or oh god damn it. Like alcohol yum. Mm.
Is everybody drinking but Joe?
Probably.
Yeah.
Which is why he's still being a parent.
What a loser.
I get to go see Scarlett Johansson beat people up tonight.
Oh, God, I want to see that movie.
I'm so tempted. Like, the beginning part of that movie, how they're like, oh, she can get it. She goes all crazy kung fu-y. But I don't know about the whole, like, I can control people.
Supposedly, the movie isn't what you think it's about, was the article that came out today.
Oh, really? That's,
the trailers are misleading as to what actually is going on.
I've also heard that a lot of people are watching to see how this movie does, to see if they could get away with just a strict Black Widow.
Oh, if maybe. Disney has proven anything, they could make a Black Widow movie if they wanted to.
I know.
But the one thing that I was thinking when I saw that Lucy was coming out, and I keep seeing the trailers, and it popped in my mind the other day, and it was only more creepy because then a Slash Film article popped up about the exact same thing I was thinking, was wouldn't it be cool if they made a Professional 2 and did it with Natalie Portman as the hitman, all grown up now? And then literally the next day on Slash Film it goes, Luc Besson possibly still considering doing Professional 2 with Natalie Portman. I was like, what?
Did you do your responsibility and immediately wish for a time machine?
Yeah.
Fucking hate you.
Oh.
Like, you wasted it on Natalie Portman.
No.
You wasted it on Queen Amidala.
Oh, man. Stop. Okay, number one, I'm going to say this right now. You cannot blame any of the actors involved with the original trilogy for anything they did in any of those movies. Because
You don't mean the original trilogy.
I'm sorry. The new trilogy. The prequels.
Okay, I just wanted to save you from
having to backpedal too much or making you have to redo too much stuff.
Yes.
But everything is the responsibility of George Lucas and the script that he wrote. Why do you think Natalie Portman's a bad actress?
I didn't know. I didn't say she was. I'm just saying.
No, you certainly hinted towards it.
No, she is associated with a horrible franchise now.
Yeah, but have you seen Garden State?
No.
Have you seen V for Vendetta?
Who hasn't seen V for Vendetta? And that movie's amazing.
Was there something wrong with her performance?
What else have I seen her in that I liked?
No. Leon the Professional?
Nope.
Have you not seen The Professional?
Nope.
You are a piece of shit.
I haven't seen it either.
Because I say you, sir, for not enjoying a cinematic classic.
I didn't say I didn't enjoy it. I haven't seen it.
One of Gary Oldman's greatest performances.
Hold on a second. He hasn't. I haven't seen it either, but I haven't had the right friends to like show me this movie.
I've known for a long time that you don't hang around with the right friends.
Sorry, guys.
Well, what? That doesn't make any sense, because the only people I hang out with is you.
Virtually. You should, and everybody should go out and find Luc Besson's Leon the Professional and go watch it, enjoy it, digest it, Love It is an amazing
then
film.
You have to watch a movie for me. I want you to go. I don't know if it's even on DVD.
Nymphomania.
It's called, no, fuck you. It's called Seven Brides for Seven Brothers. It's an old Technicolor musical. It's fucking fantastic.
Yeah, I know. I've seen it.
You have? I love you.
Okay, you guys can go over to MWire Weekly.
What?
Have fun. Actually, I'm just going to send
Do
Steve
they suck
a heads up.
Or something?
I'm going to.
I'm kidding.
I'm just going to put on the message board. I apologize for any slander that may have been said against any other podcast in this week's episode of Off the Cuff.
We're guaranteed a few more listeners that way.
You have, Joe, you missed like half of them. Like...
Yeah. And actually, but, it's pretty much just been Sean on a tirade against Altered Geek, which I'm almost positive he's never listened to before.
Not a once.
But I feel like the chemistry is so good, you know, the hate is so good that I can't edit this stuff out.
Okay.
All I can do is just say preemptive. I can let you know. Let
you need
Steve
to make
know preemptively.
Like a little, you need to make a.
You should apologize for Sean in general, no, but we should apologize about Sean in general before every single episode. I just even if he's here or not here. So
are we ready to start
you
this yet?
Can't make
I thought we already started.
No, we didn't start it yet
because
Joe
I
had to go
it
away.
Oh, because he. Okay, never mind. All right,
here we go.
Let's start.
Do we
it.
Have a wait before we go?
Oh
we
my
have,
gosh!
Sure. Do we have like anything?
I'm
going
to drop him from
Legos?
The call. I'm seriously about to drop
no,
him from
hey,
the call because
no.
he's not shutting yeah. up.
We have a podcast called Off the Cuff, and I believe we're going to talk about Destiny, which all of us have played except for you, Shaunzy.
I have fucking I played with you, bitch. I believe I was there while you were failing at killing the spider tank.
No, you weren't. You're in a separate party.
Is somebody
going to
start
discuss.
This thing, or are you guys just going to meander on like a bunch of old people?
Hello, and
that
welcome
was
to...
two episodes ago.
Oh, my God. I'm dropping it from the call.
No. No. Okay, I'll shut up.
Hello and welcome to Off the Cuff, episode 52. I am your host, Michael Powers. I am joined this week by the ever-loving Art Danner.
Oh, so full of hate right now.
And Joe Reed, who is actually being a parent this evening.
I hopefully will not be leaving, but if Art's full of hate, I'm full of diet caffeine-free Coke.
And, well, as you've heard with his angst and hate towards other Geekcast Radio podcasts, Shaunzy Brown.
Woo. He laughs every time. I'm gonna keep doing it. Like,
I
you know
can't
what?
Help it.
I think as long as we keep getting feedback, I'm gonna start the top of each show with listener feedback.
Okay.
I like that? It.
We got like Off the Cuff Crew and we got listener feedback. Yay!
We need so, a soundboard like a real
thing. Yeah.
Let's see. We mentioned the possibility of showing, releasing an unedited version of episode 50 so everyone could hear how horrible we were and, you know, what made us laugh and what didn't make us laugh.
Made us break character.
Born Standing Up said, I would be up for hearing an unedited version of episode 50 or a director's edition if that works better. I am also liking the lunchroom idea at the end. Cool segment. Hope to hear it in more episodes. And Connor Murphy followed it up with, I second that. Well, the lunchroom stuff is staying. Today we're going to, you know, I want to talk a little bit about Legos. I'm not sure what anyone else is bringing to talk about.
Other Legos.
Other Legos.
Do more
and
Legos.
I'm still toying with a way of releasing an unedited version of episode 50. The problem is I'm either debating on whether or not to save it for a week when we're unable to record a podcast. Or
at least as a special episode.
Just put it out there. You could just put it out there as episode 50.
Well, see, I was going to put it out there, but the way that the site is set up, each podcast episode has to have a blog post. And I was going to put it out in the feed if I could just release it without having to have a blog post.
Oh, like put it in the feed of that of 50?
Yeah, just put it out, like put it in the feed as, you know, episode 50, director's cut. And it'll only show up in feeds, but it won't actually have a post.
But does that mean less, it'll be harder for people to find?
Not if they subscribe to the podcast. But I
you're that asshole. Still, subscribe to the podcast.
It's coming. It will be released at some point. I just have to. Maybe we'll wait until it's a distant memory, and then everyone will be like,
"It's worth
shocked.
The wait, people."
So, I doubt that.
No,
I was there. I no.
Those Coke Zero machines never saw it coming. The Freestyle machines never saw it coming.
Oh yeah, they did.
Because Sean went freestyle all over its nozzles.
Up in that. Is it still freestyling if they're gagged and bound?
Oh my god!
So,
if you put them on something that spins, I believe so. Yes.
In last week's episode, we also talked about The Wolf Among Us, which I actually did a pretty good job of ignoring, both while I was editing and while I was actually listening to you guys talk about it. Justin Washington says,
"That's amazing.
I never got
That's kind of what I do every time we talk about PC games. Just completely tone out.
I never got into Fables comics, but Wolf Among Us looks really cool. Would you think I could enjoy it if I never read the comic? Sorry if you touched upon this question in the episode. I skipped that section because I didn't want the game spoiled." Eric Hutchins jumped in and said, "I think you will enjoy it without knowing any of the Fables stories for sure. But it helps if you have an understanding of that world, plus those books flipping rock." Danner, I know that you responded, but do you and Joe want to... Danner, you changed. Is that Oliver?
No.
Who is that? Xander?
It's on Danner's, yeah.
those are... That blank pupils away from being terrifying, that was. Because that sounded like it was right behind me. I swear to God, Joe, I threw every one of my action figures on this desk.
Can you laugh?
Is that
can you
your
laugh
default?
Maniacally?
Like if there's ever.
Can you laugh maniacally? No, I said laugh. I didn't go.
Hey, Xander. What is your review of Wolf Among Us?
He can't hear you.
It's ask him.
My headphones. What's your ask review him. Of Wolf Among Us? What do you think of Wolf Among Us?
Dying.
Dying.
I got rubbers. I got Jay. I wanna.
You're talking about your Paw Patrol characters, aren't you?
Oh, I'm sorry.
He's actually played the Paw Patrol.
You're
game,
not.
So
you're not
helping.
That. Okay, you can go back to doing whatever you're doing. All right. What were we talking about? Oh, Wolf Among Us. And you don't need to know anything about the comics in order to play the game.
It's a prequel, isn't it?
Nope.
It's totally separate. Yeah, it's a completely separate story. It just evolves the characters
from what I've
the
heard,
comics.
It's like The Walking Dead. It takes place in the world. It involves some of the same characters, but it's its own thing.
But unlike The Walking Dead, all the characters are involved in the comic book.
All I've heard from Wolf Among Us is that it is a prequel to the very first issue. Like, it happens before, like, the first issues of Fables.
In one way, well, on one hand, it doesn't matter at all when it takes place. Two, I think they kill off characters in the game that are alive in the book, at least through the second trade that I read.
Hmm.
So it's separate. It's its own kind of universe, but very amazing. And like don't have to read the comics. Very enjoyable, even without knowing that there are comic books.
Yeah, well, there you go, Justin. Besides the glitches, it's really good.
So go play it, Justin. Let me know how it is, because I haven't played it yet. It's over,
right? I've also heard that it has brought people back to reading the comic books, people that weren't aware of them, which is always a good thing.
Well, I was going to say, after I played the first episode, I went out and got the first volume on my Kindle to read.
Hey, I'm all for anything that promotes, you know, people reading crap, graphic novels. Is it a graph? It's is it compiled? I'm assuming, right?
Yeah. They've got 10, 15, 20 trade paperbacks now, volumes. Nice.
How many freaking issues are there?
Quite a few.
There's got to be. Right?
Multiple series, too.
Is it still...
Because they gave Jack his own series.
Is it still, like, currently going on? Or?
Yeah, it's still going on. Still all being right. released.
Let's see. Connor Murphy chimes in with, I love the mix of game talk among with general talk about everything. Joe should not sell his game collection. That is crazy. I don't even know how big it is, but if you have three NES systems and one not opened, I could only imagine. Let that puppy grow.
You cannot imagine. Like,
Joe would just...
Joe?
To give a, Danner gave a brief description of some of the stuff that you've got, but would you like to elaborate? Did we lose Joe?
I lost everything, and then everybody started talking. Sorry. Yeah, I heard his comment.
Can you give us a brief description of what you've got in your basement as like an idea?
A brief description?
Yeah, sure. Just a
okay. I started collecting by actually not ever getting rid of anything as I grew up. I tell my students who ask or when they find out that I'm a video game nerd, like, "What do you got? What do you have?" And I was like, "I have every system you could name, except for." Xbox One and PS3, and then they start naming things. Do you have an Atari? Yeah. Do you have this? Yeah. There's a problem with this call. Hold on while we get the call back.
I'm back. That was weird.
I'm still here.
All right.
Did you get the same thing I got, Joe?
Yeah, and now you all sound really low.
Sean sounds terrible.
I do. Well, is that because I sound terrible?
Now you sound better.
I do?
Everyone sounded fine to me the whole time.
Well, that was weird.
So I have about every piece of hardware that's ever been released. Most everything. The games that I've got are just the games that I've picked up, typically launch titles, but apparently I had a video game collector friend of mine. He focuses on the cartridges, come by, and he's looking at my wall going, my God, that's a $70 game. Oh my God, that's a $50 game. You have this? Like, no, I've got two of them because they were giving them away at GameStop. Apparently I have some really nice stuff. And then lots of little knickknacks and doodads hanging around, but it's impressive. I have an Imgur link. I should post that.
Put it in the show notes.
I will put that in the little message box here. I gotta
look below.
Let's see. And then the last one we have, and then I guess we can get into the meat and potatoes of the show. Is
don't say food, I'll get hungry.
Meat and potatoes.
You know, it's National Hot Dog Day at Sonic.
It's also National Batman Day.
It's also National Batman's
birthday.
I don't know anything about it. I just went to the comic store.
It's because it's how this year is the 75th anniversary? Yeah, today's the actual day. The physical day.
It's been 75 years since the 1989 Batman came out?
Yes.
Yes.
I feel old.
Because you are.
And the last comment we have is from Ryan Hannity. He says, did Danner say he was going to play the Destiny beta? I was thinking about partaking in that myself. How is it so far? Well, let's answer that question.
Yes.
Joe, did you download it on the PS3?
I did.
Did you play it?
I did.
I want to hear about Joe's experience.
All right.
Yeah, because yours is the one that's going to be most different from the rest of ours.
And by most different, I installed it, I downloaded it, and... you know, I played the alpha at Art's House, and so, you know, got to play this. And the one and only thing that I noticed is on the character creation menu screen, all of the menus are in crystal clear high resolution. The character model on that part only is slightly pixelated to a point where, like, I think the PS3 has done better with, you know, everything. But then once the game starts and action's playing and I'm dodging bullets and diving around, I can't tell the difference between PS4 and PS3.
Really?
Yep.
I think you need to see them side by side.
Of course I would, but the fact that I don't notice means I don't need to spend $400.
Right.
Except for the fact that you can't play with us.
Yeah.
I know. Don't worry, he
wouldn't be able to anyways.
We'll get to that later.
Well, nobody plays with Sean.
Well, because they're intelligent, so...
But did you still like it? Did you not?
It's not the type of game I want to spend my time playing anymore, but I'm curious about where it's going, what's going on. And, of course, I want to play with my friends. But
yeah,
I do know, and I was thinking this while playing it, that there, I know there's a multiplayer component in there somewhere. I will never play another first-person shooter versus online multiplayer game. I will avoid it physically and deliberately.
Titanfall, I won't play it.
I won't touch that. But the game is good. I think it's going to get too complex for somebody who's a dad and a teacher and got, you know, all these other hobbies that I like to make and do. So good, but not for me.
All right, so basically what it comes down to is the beta seems like, unlike the alpha, the beta starts you from the get-go. You start at the beginning and you work towards basically where the beta or the alpha ended. The level cap is the same, the mission structure is the same. There's one mission that was changed, and that was the Devil's Pit.
The Devil's Lair.
The Devil's Lair, yeah.
I never played it in the alpha, so I don't know the difference.
The Devil's Lair added a camp this spot and defeat the waves of enemies while I lowered
the
gate.
Oh, that part was not in the alpha? They're deactivating the laser grid thing?
Yeah, that was not in the alpha.
Best part of the beta for me, right there.
No, I like the level where you're raising the array and
Wait,
the ships
you said
come
the
in
laser
waves.
Grid thing wasn't in the alpha? It was in the alpha.
Allie and
I played it in the alpha.
So did Allie and I. We didn't remember that at all.
I remember it.
We just plowed right through and beat the spider tank, so I don't know.
Nope, the laser grid was there.
Then it wasn't as hard as it was in the beta.
Okay.
Because Allie and I died.
Did you play on a different difficulty setting? Maybe?
It's either that or they joined a game that was in progress and then didn't have to play it because they skipped ahead.
No, Wait. We remembered the beginning parts of it.
Honestly, that was my single favorite part. That fight against the ongoing enemies. I hope there's more of that.
I mean, that same type of fight was in when you're trying to raise the array and the ships were coming in out of the rift.
It's different though. It's like they're all coming straight at you. And when you're defending that laser grid, they can swoop in from the bottom on the right. They can come in from the way over on the left. They can come in. They can stay far away and shoot. They can run up in your face. There's also more varied types of enemies in that part.
True. But
everybody hear that? He agreed with me.
Yeah. Kinda.
I agree.
I agree with the more varied types of enemies. I don't agree with it being more fun than the other one.
Because you're wrong.
Did not care for the Crucible stuff myself.
I haven't played it yet on the beta.
That's fine. What they call the online stuff, right?
Yeah. It doesn't bother me at all.
I mean, it's not what I'm signing up to Destiny for. I mean, it's not that I disliked it, it's just that's not why I'm playing.
It seems like a part of the game you can completely bypass, and the only thing you lose out on is there is gear that I think you have to have certain Crucible ranks to buy.
Yes.
Yeah. Yep.
Which so, is certain armor and certain armor and certain weapons you can only buy with Crucible ranks.
Now I'm pretty sure we've all enjoyed it. Yes.
Yes.
So instead of sitting here splooging all over it with the stuff that we like,
except for the limited portions of it.
Do we want to talk about what we didn't like?
The three team fire squad.
Yeah. Yes. Oh my god, that's it's not my imagination, right? Alpha, you could have up to six.
No,
you were still stuck at three.
Yep.
I guess maybe I'd never played with more than three people.
No, we didn't. What's weird is though is it's deceptive because it says you can have a fire team of six, but what dictates how many people you can play with is the mission that you go on.
And you can have six because you could do Crucible with six.
And what really bothers me is that you can't have six people and just go wandering around the world. Like you can't just drop into, like I can't remember the name of the mission, but there's the one where you just go and do all the beacons.
Like, yeah,
and that you was, can't, that's where I spent most of my time in the alpha.
Like, why you can't do that mission with six friends is beyond me, because you just keep going back and forth, clicking on beacons and getting side quests. But that, that killed it a lot for me, was the limit of three people to a fire team, because that's, not only does that feel like a step back, because most, like, Borderlands is four players, like a couple of the last few, like Halo games have been four players.
I guess I just don't understand why we have a better system that can hold a lot more people in the same world, but instead they cut back. I'm wondering if there's a physical reason for that.
Well, they're just like three. I would agree, except for the simple fact that if I drop into a world at any given point, there can be, you know, 12 other people in there with me. Why those can't be six of my friends?
Or at least add the option to join a fellow
server.
Join a friend. Like, okay, I have my fire squad, they have their fire squad, we can both join in the same world. We're technically still both doing the same thing, we're not in the same party together. I could at least work around that.
Now, but then I have
the option.
I have a theory, and it's the only thing keeping me from canceling my pre-order, is that what we're seeing in the alpha is beginning game stuff. So yeah, it's going to be like 1 to 3 players. In the beta, it's 1 to 3 players. I'm wondering if the farther you get in the game, the harder the stuff is going to be. So it's going to be like this, you know, maybe missions after what we're seeing, you will be able to have like 6 people join you. But just to limit it to 3, it's like I was tweeting at Bungie while we were playing on was it Sunday, and it was just kind of like playing with, you know, I have more than 2 friends, you know, it was a pain in the ass trying to play because my wife is super excited for it. I've got, you know, we've got you, Danner, we've got Shaunzi, we've got Jason who's interested in it. I know John's going to get it. It's like, it's hard enough, like, when you have to make room for, like, to play with, like, 4 people on a team, and then all of a sudden you cut it down to, like, 3 people can only play together. It's like, come on. What the hell?
Yeah.
That's the biggest knock against the game, in my opinion.
I think I said it about the alpha too. I'm not a fan of the, how when weapons, like if a weapon does drop, it drops in that little like hologram cube thing. I would like to at least give me some indication of what it is.
I think there's a potential thing that they're doing that so that if you have people on the same team who are different levels, if I walk up to it, it's a gun that fits my level. If you walk up to it, it's a gun that fits your level.
That doesn't pop up in everyone's game.
Yeah, that's the thing. It doesn't. What drops?
Like
for you,
I can see the orb sitting that
really?
Thing sitting in front of me. Mike will look and nothing's there. He may have an orb in a different place or might not have any at all. Every
that's
piece
insane.
Of loot that drops in your game is just for you.
That's
you're
cool.
The only one that sees it. Also, collectibles like what was that? The spin metal leaf.
Yeah,
I can see it in my game, pick it up, right? It's gone on my screen, but it's still there for them. So I can tell them where it is and they can come get it.
I mean, that's one of the things I think is nice about it because no one's fighting over stuff.
I like that. Same thing with loot chests.
Yeah.
But it is weird. Like, during that whole thing, I found maybe 3 or 4. I didn't find – I think there's a lot more loot crates that I missed. But it was only ever the Glimmer, which is the currency in the game. I've never found any weapons in there.
I've gotten stuff out of there. When you pick up the stuff that's on the ground and it's the gun, does it not show you what gun it is after you've acquired it, like in the top,
right? It shows
corner?
You a picture.
Yeah.
And it shows you, like, a name. So, like, you know how, like, you know, like the exact same guns, but one's a 1 and one's a 2?
Yeah. Yep.
That. But that tells me nothing about the gun, except, oh, if I don't know what that picture is immediately. Oh, well.
See, when I'm doing a mission, though, and of course it could change when we're playing, like, the retail release or whatever, but when I'm doing a mission, I just grab the loot. I don't look at it right there on the field. I'll finish that mission with what I've got and then, you know, head back towards the tower and then sort out my stuff. But no, I agree. It'd be kind of nice to see what there is. I also think that there should be some kind of like a Borderlands thing where there's like a pillar of light to show you where something is.
Yeah. If it dropped behind like a crate or something, there's a chance I would not see it because it's just there on the ground.
So, and it's really funny because a lot of times I'll run up to them and I'll be like, oh, ammo. And then I'll be like, oh, a gun.
Damn. I like this gun, but I could really use ammo.
I needed the ammo. I didn't need the gun that was associated with this.
Also, I mean, was it just in my imagination or you pick up, there's white ammo is for your primary weapon. Green ammo is for your secondary. Purple's for your heavy weapon if you have one.
Yep.
Say if I have a shot, I started off with that really shitty shotgun,
uh-huh.
And it was full on secondary ammo. So I found like a sniper or something. I was like, ooh, I switched to it, has no ammo. Why doesn't the ammo switch over to whatever your current equipped weapon is?
Because it doesn't like you.
Boggles my mind.
Mm. I get with the heavy weapon. Like you.
You know, these are things that if I were playing the game, I wouldn't even notice.
Nope, I didn't even notice either.
I noticed that. Well, it's because I was like, ooh, good. I can get rid of this shitty shotgun that I can't even hurt these guys with. Switch over to a sniper rifle, and I have no ammo for it. I'm like, motherfucker.
Like I said, I guess because I don't switch guns in the middle of a mission, I've never really noticed that.
If you're shooting a shitty gun, you would.
I've never changed in the middle of a mission, so.
Well, learn to adapt.
Same goes to you, buddy.
I tried.
Apparently you failed to adapt.
I do. I fail at a lot of things.
You got anything to add, Danner?
No, I'm just, like, I'm enjoying it, but it just feels smaller than I was expecting it to.
I agree with you there. Like, why give us the mission on the moon but not allow us to go there?
Is there like a special event like for one day where that's open or something?
There was something they were doing.
A special event, but it was Crucible related.
Yeah, it was
been two different ones. There was one that was only for a couple hours one day, and there was one like within the first 2 days of the beta being open.
Well,
and that was the Crucible thing.
Yeah, they did one on Saturday and Sunday, so it was four times over the weekend. And it was like if you're in the tower, there's a doorway that's blocked off by like shutters. They opened that for people to get in there, and it took you to Mars.
Ooh, wait, the one that like if you go in the tower to the left.
Nope, it was right in front of you when you get off the landing platform. Instead of going down the stairs, you walk up where the bounty is.
Oh.
There's shutters up there. They opened those, and I think it took you to Mars. But there's a mission that's on the moon, and it just says you have to be level 6 to get there. It doesn't say like any doesn't meet any other requirements.
I'm assuming
and no matter what level you are, it just says you have not met the requirements.
So now the only thing I have left to do is the grinding missions, which is just activate the beacons and go do the fetch quest. Which
I haven't done that yet. I'm already max level.
In the beta at least, it's not you're not so much crisscrossing back and forth like we were in the alpha, which I will credit that to them, but I'm not sure if that's just because I'm in like a different area. I don't know if it's actually been fixed or not, but it feels a little different. It's not quite as crisscrossing back and forth across that one area, and it was just kind of
I first found the ship, they made a point to tell me that it's too beat up and old to break orbit, so I'm wondering if maybe there are ship parts you need to find to get to the moon. I mean,
I was playing with our friend Jason. He bought a different ship. I don't know. I don't know if he tried going to the moon yet.
He did,
and it didn't work.
No,
with the new ship.
Plus, I don't know why they. It's really the game is kind of dumb because if you play Crucible, you get sent somewhere else. Like you go through like this whole like warp thing with your ship, even your old busted one. So it's kind of like. Well, if I can go to the moon to play multiplayer, then why can't I go to the moon to do story mission with my ship? So
because that's how it works. Shush you.
Whatever. I just don't know what I think yet. I mean, my wife and I are still going to pick it up. It's just one of those things where now it's just going to be a chore to play. And I don't know if you understood what we were talking about, Sean Z, when we were trying, and why Danner may have, because I think I've told him the story, but. The way we were able to play on Sunday is we did what I call like Pilot Wing 64 multiplayer, where we're in a party and everyone's just doing the same mission.
Yeah,
even though we're not playing together.
Yeah, because you don't like how you and me played BioShock Infinite.
Yeah,
so. We played multiplayer on that.
Yep,
but different games during the single player missions.
But like I said, it's just just a real downer not to be able to. And like I said, it could just be the beta, but I don't know how I feel about only three people to a fire team, especially when you have a game like, obviously they're vastly different, but you have Evolve like coming out around the same time. I don't know how long I would actually be playing Destiny with that one like on the horizon. I think Destiny is going to be the one that I play like I would have played Call of Duty.
I see like every I once find in a while the opposite. Like well, the way I used to play Call of Duty, I'd play for like a few matches and stop and go play whatever my actual game I'm progressing through is. I feel Destiny is gonna be the game I'm actually working through, and then Evolve is the game that I'm like, oh, I'm gonna jump on because my
friend, the guys are on, let's go.
Yeah,
Well, that's what I'm like. I feel like
screw whatever else I'm doing.
See, that's what Call of Duty was to me, which is like I'm just gonna play this when nobody else is playing.
Let's be honest, Mike. Call of Duty, you was your laydown simulator.
Yeah, no, that's true. I'm.
This looks like a nice place to lay down. I think I'll camp here.
Right next to this turned over fridge.
Borderlands became someone that same stepped thing on me. Too.
Pow. You did not lay down time. Ever. In
no, I'm not saying that. I'm saying Borderlands became that same type of game where it's like,
no,
I'm just
people lay down for him.
Yeah.
And his bird.
Yep.
And then the bird's head exploded.
You know what I really want? I want a next-gen release of Borderlands. The first Borderlands.
No, you don't.
No, you don't.
Yeah, yes, I do.
No, you don't.
Enjoy playing it by yourself.
I want to play Mordecai again.
Even if I had a PS4, I wouldn't. Well, you know that. I wouldn't touch that.
I don't know. If they released Borderlands 1 and 2 on the same disc with all the DLCs together.
Stop giving those guys money. Stop.
Oh, no. I would do that in a heartbeat.
Yep.
Just for Borderlands 1. Just for Borderlands 1. In a heartbeat.
I just want my HD upgraded version of Mass Effect trilogy on PS4.
Okay, I don't like Mass Effect, but that is a purchase that I could get behind.
Just because of the fact it is way too much effort to plug my 360 back in to play again.
Tell me about that. Holy hell.
I'm going to start selling plasma to buy a PS4.
Ooh.
You're really going to put
your
life
plasma,
force into
it. Now, by plasma, are you just literally taking a syringe and sticking it in your TV and pulling it out?
Fuck these dead pixels.
Go to BioLife. Dudes, this is plasma. I made it for you.
These are not. Oh. This is not the plasma we were talking about, man.
Oh, BioLife. You kept me fed for a long time.
I'll go with you, Joe. We
can
do it together. No, you cannot have my money.
I'm gonna go. First day is gonna be Monday, I believe.
Ooh,
to donate plasma.
Yep.
Has anybody else?
How much
put
do they
other?
Pay you for that for plasma?
It's like it starts out, I think, $25. Then it goes up to $35, $50.
They change it.
Yeah,
change it.
Depend bonuses and things, and you do if you do it 2 times a week, you get more.
Well, obviously I did it, like it was like 8 years ago when I stopped doing it, but it was 20 your first day and 30 your second, so it was like $50 a week.
Yep.
So
why does it go up the second one? Is it harder, more painful?
No, it's the same. It's just the same thing. It's a reward for coming
back. They just want you to keep coming back. Yeah.
Yeah.
See, we used to have a guy that was at the movie theater that I worked with that he went to get plasma drawn out so often that his entire his arms were just bruised.
That's not me, was it?
Terrible. No, it was it was Ryan.
I have the marks from it.
Nice.
Because they go in the same spot. Ugh. So I have the mark in both my arms from it. Ugh. Still. But
my God, is that worth? Yeah, whatever. I want a PS4. Mark my body up. I'll be permanently scarred.
Well, if you think about it, you only need to go for 2 months.
All you need to do, Joe, is tell them to slightly move it and spell out PS4. Like... What is that, a brand? Oh no, brands are for bitches. This right here.
Battle Wound.
All right. So does anybody else have any other games they want to talk about?
There's nothing worth talking about. I've put
Wolfenstein.
I was gonna say I put 5.5 hours into Knack in the last 2 days.
Does anyone else have any other games they want to talk about?
I beat Wolfenstein.
Oh.
Wolfenstein is amazing.
Does anybody else have any other games they want to talk about?
Has PlayStation Plus downloaded anything worthwhile?
No, but there's an awesome sale on PS4 right now, and I can't bring myself to buy either of the games, even though
I want to actually try that Towerfall Ascension.
Did you see, Sean, did you see that Injustice is $8.50?
Wait, just the base game, or does it come
No,
quality?
no. It's the
Ultimate
enhanced
Edition or whatever?
Yeah.
Oh. $8.50, and that game's so
$8.50.
Hold on a second. Let me get something straight. You want to try Towerfall Ascension. That's fine. Why haven't you tried it yet? It's free.
It's free.
I know. I've downloaded it. I just haven't played it.
It's hard. It is so hard.
I heard it's very... Like, also, I want people to play with. And when I go on, if I go on and no one's on... I'll pop in Wolfenstein because it's single player only.
Game I really want to play again?
Standard Butthole?
Sports Friends.
Wait, again? Did you play it?
That was awesome.
Yeah, I played it with Dan and Joe and Jenny.
Is it? I didn't even realize it was out.
Oh, that was good.
I thought it was it like early access or something?
Banging your big floppy stick around.
I was going to say, the most awkward part was the fact that Jenny didn't know how to control my giant floppy stick.
hey, that's my wife.
She hasn't had any practice in any big, long, floppy in a long time.
No,
man.
She hasn't.
Oh.
Okay, Shaunzi, what about...
She's looking better and better.
All right, Shaunzi, tell us about Wolfenstein.
All right. Anybody who's played Wolfenstein... Has anyone here played Wolfenstein? Any old Wolfenstein games?
Yes.
No. Joe, I do not count the original. That's
Never
not
mind,
what I mean.
Then.
I mean...
There's been more than two now?
Joe, you will like this, actually. There's a part in the game, if you go to it, you find like this bed and you just fall asleep on it. It loads up original Wolfenstein. But like where the but the gun you're holding, the pistol you're holding, and your hand is in current gen graphics, and everything else is in old graphics.
Ooh.
It's fantastic. I think you just play for like, I don't know, it's probably like a 10-minute piece of it. It's not very big, but it was like, there's no prompt to tell you what it is. It's like you go to the thing, it like gives it someone, almost like you're gonna have a nightmare and you fall asleep and that's where you got dreams and you play through it. It's kind of fun.
How did your song support that?
Does it?
Yep, that was really jarring. You get to the end of it and you go back to Shadow Moses, which is where you were in Metal Gear Solid. And you play through the intro in Metal Gear Solid graphics.
Oh, geez.
And it's like the same, like top down, like the same control scheme and everything. So after playing through Metal Gear Solid 4 and then doing that, I was like, this does not feel right at all.
But it's a fun game. You can actually play it. Like, you can run and gun with that game if you really want to. Any gun in the game, with the exception of you have like this laser weapon, you can dual wield them. So you can run around with two shotguns or whatever. So if that's how you want to play, go for it. But you can also sneak. And you can use just knives and like a silenced pistol. And you actually have perks in the game. Like if you kill enough people, like I would sneak around with a pistol and headshot people until my cover was blown. And then I'd pop out and start murdering fools. Because I'd be like, well, I'm not restarting. I'm just going to keep going. Bah!
Oh, yeah, murdering fools.
Murdering Nazis. And I will say, there is something that I've missed about killing Nazis. Like, I haven't killed Nazis in a while.
You're an easy bad guy.
Yeah. I don't know. It's something refreshing about, like, sometimes especially in modern first-person shooters, I'm not as mad at the bad guys. I can't, like, it's like, it's unrealistic situation. And Wolfenstein is by no stretch of the imagination realistic. But it's kind of like Nazis. I know Nazis are bad. I can do whatever I want to them, and I feel totally justified. I'm going to throw a knife at your crotch. Boom.
They're just following orders, though, Sean.
Yeah, no. You're taking it out on the wrong guy.
No, I watched him murder a dog or whatever. I can throw a knife in his crotch. That's the rule. You kill innocent, I knife your crotch. That's the rule. It's a really entertaining game. But like I said, it is single player only. And it's upsetting because, you know, even if games that you can't even see a problem with, there's always patches. Little stuff you don't even notice, they'll patch and try to fix sometimes. Like, oh, we're just trying to improve frame rate that you might not notice. Or there was this clipping issue that only hit 5% of the populace, but we're going to do it.
Borderlands 2 says hi.
Yeah. That game's been out for a while. And when I put it in, there was the install and the update, but it was from, I looked up the online to see what it fixed, and it was from when the game first came out. Nothing's been fixed yet. There's no...
That means they've dropped support.
Yeah. But the the problem is that game is amazing, and it ends on a cliffhanger.
No.
It's like bullshit. It ends with one of the main bad guys still being alive in the game. Balls. Oh, and you get to see boobies and a little bit of banging. It's pretty awesome. Two separate occasions of banging.
There's the internet for that stuff, right?
It's better when it's unexpected. Random boobies are always better than, you know, search for boobies, in my opinion. But sorry.
You're on your own for that one.
Like the way it does cutscenes are really cool.
Are they full motion video? Because that'd be awesome.
No, but it's actually quite it, it tells a nice story. So it's like you can go from like this crazy, I'm killing Nazis, and it goes to the thing. It's like, okay, the story makes sense. I like the story a lot, actually. But it's kind of funny where it's like, because I mean, like any Nazi killing game, it's like you as one dude are the is the only thing that's really fucking up the Nazis. It's not you and the resistance. The resistance was doing shitty before you got there. Suddenly you get there and I am fucking awesomeness.
They want to empower the gamer.
It knows.
It's the male power.
But that game will punish you fucking quick if you mess up. There's in the game, there's health and there's armor. Armor, like, say if I headshot a Nazi, his helmet drops. You pick up that and it's worth like 5 or 10 armor. You get up to 100 armor. So you actually should be searching that stuff out. And if there's 3 Nazis and I just charge at them down a hallway, they will probably murder my face. You have to, you can't, so you can run and gun, but you can't go balls to the wall, yes.
Nazis tend to, they do
shoot people that run at them.
I was going to say murder your face quite a bit, yeah.
And there's definitely points when, like, if you're facing a certain type of enemy, where it's like that enemy will pop out and you'll be like, oh shit, and just run and get behind cover or not, like, just start shooting. They have, it's like, and it's really cool, like, alternate history timeline kind of stuff, but while still being kind of historical. In the game, you can find collectibles that are like newspaper clippings. So, like, you find one where it's like it tells you how this Nazi was the first person to step foot on the moon.
Wait, I'm sorry. Are we talking about Wolfenstein now or yes. Another Assassin's Creed game?
No. there was no pirate ships in this one. It's very upset about that. But I anyone who likes first-person shooters, okay?
Not me.
Well, yeah, you love first-person squatters, though, so whatever. So anyone who likes first-person shooters should definitely play this. It's definitely worth it. Anyone who likes a good story, definitely play it.
I'm out.
Anyone?
You guys all do realize it's the type of first-person shooter, right, that dictates whether or not I lay on the ground or... You do realize this, right? Because I know Danner has seen me play.
I assume that's all you do in all first-person shooters is lay on the ground.
Well, I was just curious because I know Danner has seen me play Titanfall. And I know you've all seen me play Last of Us.
Can you lay down in Titanfall?
Or not Last of Us, Left 4 Dead.
Can you lay down prone in Titanfall?
You don't want to, but no, you cannot.
No, you cannot. Okay, that's why you don't. Like, I could completely see you, if you could in that game, laying flat down
no,
and calling
you can't.
Titan out on guard mode.
You I'm can't. Saying,
if you could, I'm
no,
saying.
I wouldn't. I don't know. One of the reasons that game is so fun is because it's, I don't
fast
ever
pace.
Feel it's fast paced and I don't feel penalized for dying because there are no kill streaks. There is no penalty for just running out and trying to do, some hardcore badass shit and killing some
except,
guy.
Except, death.
It's not a penalty.
A respawn timer is always a penalty.
Instantaneous respawn. I don't know what to tell you.
Is it really instantaneous?
Yes. It's literally you die and it's like you can either like fill around for a second or you can hit the respawn button and go right back into the game. There is no penalty for dying in Titanfall.
No.
It's and I don't know. It kind of made the way that I play the game and it's a lot. I mean, I would never do that in a Call of Duty, like ever, because in Call of Duty, I always feel like you're striving for that next, that next kill streak reward or something like that. And it's like, I want to be able to get the guy that gets the air, the helicopter or the airstrike. But there's none of that in Titanfall. It's just go run around and do some parkour shit and shoot someone in the head and just have some fun. We're not going to penalize you for dying or trying to do some cool shit. But yeah, I don't do that in like every single first person shooter. I know that's the running joke because that's how I play every single Call of Duty, but it really depends.
Okay,
on the type
I'm
of
sorry.
Game.
You haven't. You do that in every single first person shooter that I've played with you.
Really?
Yes.
You've seen me lay prone in Borderlands.
If you count Borderlands as a regular first person shooter, you're out of your fucking mind.
What? Okay, wait. What counts?
It's a first person
shooter.
It's a first person perspective. But that game. I mean, come on. If you have to whittle down a health bar, and watch numbers tick off. That game is more like, I don't know,
RPG.
Yeah,
man, really solid argument you got there with that I don't know comment.
I'm sorry, but I'm in a first-person
view.
Hey,
Danner, what's that? I can't hear you.
Hold on.
Sound that
but let's break this down for a second. first-person shooter. I'm in a first-person perspective with a gun for my hands, and I'm shooting stuff. I'm fairly certain that I just described what a first-person shooter is.
It's a first-person shooter with RPG elements.
Okay. Yeah, but that's not like any other.
All right, Left 4 Dead. Did you ever see me go prone in Left 4 Dead?
I don't know.
Mostly you died when you were dead.
Well, okay, yes, when I was dead, yes, I would be like everyone.
You were laying down all the time, you lazy bastard. Get
okay, Left 4 Dead 2. Old
like army dude. All I ever saw him was laying down. I wonder if you broke a hip or something.
You're so full of shit. But anyways, I can't even remember what you're saying about Wolfenstein, but it doesn't really matter. Anyone else have anything they want to say about games?
No.
I hate this time of year.
Next week. I've been trying to play Arkham Origins.
Oh. You know what I'm going to get to play this weekend?
I find what?
HD Wii Sports.
Why?
Mm-hmm.
Forcing you? Do they have your family hostage?
No. When I bought my Wii U, Nintendo announced that they were bringing the Wii Sports collection to the Wii U in like a physical copy. Right now, it's all the individual games are available for like $10 each. So if you just wanted bowling, you could just pay $10 for it. They also did this weird thing where they
just that mini game
for ten. Bowling is arguably bowling is one of the best Wii games there is.
Oh no, I would totally pay
$10 for that. But one of the things they did though that I noticed is they allow you to you can actually rent Wii Sports. So if like you've only got people coming over for like the evening or something, you want to put on like a thing, you
How
can
much
pay
does it
like
cost to rent.
I think you can pay like $5 to rent it for like an entire day and
or
you get like all the games
forever.
No, I'm saying you pay $5 and you can rent it for like 24 hours
at once. Okay.
And you get all the games, or you can like pay like $10 for like, you know, one game permanently. But what they did is they packaged like 5 or 6 of them in a retail package for like $40. And I completely forgot that I pre-ordered it until Amazon told me that they charged my card today for it. And so I
like, oh shit, I got that game.
Well, my phone went off. It was like $40 charged to Amazon. I was like, what the hell did I buy it for $40? Was it
his
like,
fleshlight is coming in?
No, those are a little more than $40.
What? You bought the iPad adapter, didn't you?
But I was like, is it The Last of Us on PS4? Because I do plan on buying that. By the way, Danner, I don't know if you had any plans for that. But GameStop has a promotion where if you trade it in, you can get the new one for $25.
Ooh, okay. I'm in. Wait a second. Joe has my copy.
Of what?
Last of Us.
He's like, I know
what
you're talking
you
about.
Can have it's it back. Now. I haven't played it.
Okay.
But I thought it was that, and so I went on Amazon real quick to find out what it was, and it was the Wii Sports thing. So I'm looking forward to playing that on Friday. And then, of course, next week, like I said, is Last of Us on PS4, which I'm debating if I want to play the main game again, but I know for sure I'll play the DLC.
Yeah.
Because that's included, and I haven't played that. I'm really interested to see the game's supposed to run at 60 frames a second at 1080p, but it has a 30 frames per second hard lock that you can put on it.
Hmm.
So I'm interested to see, you know, the difference in the games.
I have the Oddworld Big and Tasty came out yesterday, and I was all about buying that game until I saw that it was $30, and for some reason now I'm kind of.
Yeah, just wait for it to be free on PlayStation Plus.
Well, it's either that or I'll wait for it to be on sale on PlayStation Plus. I mean, I don't know. It's a PSN game, and I just I don't know why mentally I'm just like, meh.
But would you have okay? So there's still a disconnect between like, is there a disconnect for you between like a PlayStation like a PSN game versus buying a digital copy of a retail game?
Yeah, but I still don't like the fact. I don't like the fact that digital copies of games are still the same price as regular editions of games. Like for me, like.
Oh, I agree.
I mean, if there's certain bonuses with buying the digital copy, yeah.
For me, the only bonus of buying a digital copy, which I'm still deciding whether or not to buy a digital copy of Destiny, is that at any point in time you can just jump into playing that game.
Yeah.
So, like, I had this plan in my head, and there's still time to do this, where, like, any multiplayer game I was going to buy digitally so that I could play any single player game, be playing it and be like, oh, Danner jumped online, or Shanzi or Joe or Jason. I'd be like, oh, I'm going to
go jump on.
Yeah, I'm going to go play Destiny with them. Oh, there it goes. I don't have to jump up and swap out discs or anything.
See, like that the whole like not getting up off the couch is not worth money to me. Like, I'm totally fine getting off the couch, putting the game in and out. I don't know. It's not something I'd spend money to avoid doing.
I just think for me, it's just a convenience thing. Like, not having to wait for, you know, to eject a disc, find the game, you know, if it's not something you play that much. And
you came over to my house and I just watched your jaw hit the floor when I had to reach behind my TV and switch the HDMI cords around to play the 360.
Myself if I had to do that.
I didn't even notice.
You're such a white person problem. You're like a walking white person problem joke.
It's not worth $35 for me to fix that.
I am.
That's how much an HDMI switcher costs.
So, really?
Yep.
All right, done talking like about 20. Games?
Well, there's like two.
I want to move on before this gets too long.
Sure.
Oh, well, I guess Danner can sign off right now. Well, unless Joe... No, wait, you guys want to just wait and do the lunchroom later?
I was going to say, you can do it. I'm just going to... I can leave the record going.
We'll just wait.
Okay.
We don't have to do one this episode.
Fine.
I'm sure my enthusiasm for the Lego Tumblr set will carry over to next week.
Okay, good. Good.
So,
it'll only build in anticipation.
Oh, yeah. Plus, my wife wants to get ice cream. So. Okay. If you want to get in touch with us, you can comment on our parent site at geekcastradio.com or send emails to us at feedback@geekcastradio.com. Just put off the cuff in the subject line and tell us what you want to tell us. If you listen to us on iTunes... if you'd be kind enough to leave us a review, 1 star if you have to, 5 stars if you can. Also, feel free to leave a written review so other people can see what you actually think of us, whether it's good, bad, or just plain ugly. You can find myself, Michael Powers, on Twitter, Xbox Live, and the PlayStation Network at BoothNinja81. Danner, where can they find me on the Nintendo Wii?
They can find you at BoothTendo.
God damn it.
All right, Danner.
It's like Sharknado, but not as fun and original.
That
damn
movie's
you,
horrible.
Shark,
I know it is.
I watched the riff tracks for Sharknado a couple weeks ago.
I'm waiting. I will watch Birdemic instead, and then you'll wish you were watching freaking.
All right, Danner, sign us off.
You can find me on Twitter at @ArtDanner, on the PlayStation Network at X51 The Machine Man, or on Xbox Live at Weapon Space 12.
Chauncey?
Oh, I've been Chauncey Brown. You can find me on Xbox Live at Weapon 87. You can find me on PlayStation Network at... I don't even know what it is. What is it? Is it Chauncey Brown? I can't remember.
No, it's the Weapon VR or VR.
Oh, Weapon Fervor 01.
Yes, that one.
Well, that's what everyone says, so I'm just going to say that. Okay.
You I don't know how I'm supposed to find you if I don't know how to spell it.
Don't
Vervor.
Ask.
You don't know how to spell Vervor?
VR. Forever.
It's like the Wildfire.
Yeah.
That's what they made me type in.
No, they didn't. And you could probably find me at your local Coca-Cola freestyle machine.
Oh,
just
quick.
Look for the one that looks ashamed.
Real quick before Joe does his thing. I'm not sure what this probably doesn't mean anything for GTA 5, Chauncey, because you were asking about being able to go back and forth from like 360 to like your PS4. So you can go back.
Because they said you can go one way, but I want to know, can I go back?
I know that I believe, at least as far as Destiny is concerned, you can go from PS3 to PS4 and then PS4 back to PS3. Like, you can jump between the platforms with your character.
So is Destiny doing their own their own server thing? Is that how they're doing it?
The character is attached to your, like, it's on the server. It's attached to your PlayStation Network ID on their server. But I don't know if that probably doesn't mean anything directly to like GTA 5.
But that
but
means that Rockstar, it's possible.
It's possible. I think your online persona could be tied to your Rockstar ID.
I mean, if it worst comes to worst, I can just have like a different person, but it's like the guy I have now is like a level 120 or something.
Yeah, but who cares? You could start over and play with us, right?
Yeah, but right now I have a rocket launcher and
who cares? You could start over and play with us, right?
No, I'm saying, like, where would I keep? Who would have the better character? Because my character is awesome. Like, I have awesome cars that we could all fit in at once.
Hey, Joe, why don't you sign off?
All right. I have been and will continue to be Joe Reed. The best place to get a hold of me is on my Facebook page, Geek Stuff Garage Sale. Look for me there. Send a message. I'd love to hear from you. Any other way they can find me? I mean, I don't check my PlayStation messages.
You can
I don't
check
even know
him
how to find
him. Twitter.
He's at Joe Reed Geek.
Hey.
On Twitter that he doesn't know how to use.
Nope,
he
don't know how to use it.
He has to go on his actual computer, which I've still never done because I'm a normal person-ish. Like,
you can buy me a Spark phone and pay for my plan.
What the fuck is a Spark phone?
It's an oral typo.
Oral typo.
Talk about oral typos.
Oh, God.
All right. Thanks for listening.
That was Joe's stage name back in the day.
We will fill your ear holes next week.
With
I
oral.
Look forward to it.
We're going to fill your ear holes with oral. We'll be right back.